anybody. That negative spirit will come in here. That when we supposed to stand, they can't stand. That when we say praise the Lord, they can't praise the Lord. When we sing, they can't sing. But when the church is plugged in and the power of the Holy Ghost is infiltrating this church, oh, hallelujah, you can't stand still. The Bible says it's like fire inside of my bones. Fire in my bones. We need fire inside of our bones. Woo! Not around you, but inside your bones. Woo! When you got fire inside your bones, you'll be doing the hammer. Can't touch this. The devil can't touch you. But now, because you don't have fire, he got his hands all over you. He don't feel the fire. He don't feel the heat. He's grabbing all over you and everything that you own and everything that's important to you. You got to get that fire. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. In the book of Acts, oh, hallelujah, Jesus didn't say, y'all just go there. He said, you go there and you wait, and I am going to send the Comforter, and he will tell you what to say. He'll tell you what to do. He'll be there with you always. But we don't know what to say because we ain't got the fire. We don't know what to do because the Holy Ghost ain't in you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Woo. When we got the fire, if somebody walks in here and they're feeling stressed, that stress has got to go. Somebody say amen. When they come in here and they're feeling depressed, depression has to go. Hallelujah. When they come in here and they're struggling, but they hear the word of God and they understand that we got problems too, but we have a hope beyond hope. That problem, those circumstances, those situations, they gotta go. There's a possibility as long as we have faith in him above that things are gonna turn around. You want things to turn around, you need Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo! Praise the Lord. Time to plug in. Woo. Time to plug in. Hallelujah. You ever notice on your job that there's some people, it seemed like they're always getting a promotion and they're always getting a little more money than you are. And you wonder what's the deal, what's going on with them. But let me tell you something. You know why? They plugged in. Every time the boss wants something for lunch, they say, what you want, boss? They plugged in. Every time the boss moves or drops a piece of paper, they're there to pick it up. Every time the boss walk in, they say, how you doing this morning? Because they plugged in to the boss. It's time for us to get plugged in to the boss. It's time for us to start wake up into the morning, in the morning, and stop saying, Jesus, I need this. Saying, God, how you doing today? Father, I adore you. I worship you. I love you. I exalt you. Get plugged in. You want power? Get plugged in. Let me tell you right now, the scripture this morning is coming from the book of Acts, the 4th chapter. I'm going to try to preach now. I'm going to try. But it says, and as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they had laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which had heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morning that their rulers, their elders, and their scribes, and Ananias the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had came, hallelujah, it says, and when they had came, hallelujah, and when Peter had came in their midst, they asked, by what power? By what power? Or by what name have ye done this? Listen to the next scripture. It says, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost. It said, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost. Peter didn't speak until he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we open our mouths too much and start talking until we're filled. And Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and the elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he was made whole? Let me tell you something. You see, the scripture said, when Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost, and then he spoke. And when Peter spoke, he didn't leave none of them out. You Pharisees, you priests, you captains of the guards, you Israeli people, all of you. He didn't leave none out. The Holy Spirit didn't leave nothing to chance. You understand? When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, when you speak, you won't misspeak. Everything was covered. So once he covered everybody, he said, be it known unto you all of you, and all of the people of Israel, that he didn't say maybe I was wrong. He didn't say I did this by magic. He didn't say I cast a spell on him. He said, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, or all of you, who you all crucified, hallelujah, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man, come here, minister, even by him does this man, the man had to stand in the midst of the circle too, because they needed to see him. By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, does this man be made whole? Thank you. Hallelujah. The man stood before them. The man had been crippled from birth all his life. And they wanted to know by what power and by what authority. But what Peter was saying is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. The Bible says that all of these leaders, they were grieved. They were hurt. They were befuddled. They were angry. They were angry because they thought that when they crucified Jesus, that it was said and done. But Peter was letting them know, I don't serve a dead God. I don't serve and follow a dead Jesus. I serve a risen God. I serve a Jesus, and he is still alive. And he is still working. So what we need to know today, that we serve a risen Savior, and he's still alive, and he is still serving us. He still has the power and the authority. And by what power and authority do we use? The name of Jesus. You see, these people, they didn't believe in resurrections. They didn't believe in afterlives. But these disciples, they saw Jesus. They met with him. Now, let me explain something to you when you read the scripture. This is Peter. This is the one who Jesus told them, you're going to deny me three times. He says, you got the wrong guy. But before that cock crowed, he denied him three times. He told the Pharisees, the Sadducees, all the Israelites, all of those people that were there, no, I don't know him. Somebody looked at him and said, I know you. You followed him. You were with him. He said, no, it's not me. You have me confused. I got a twin brother. We kind of look alike. You must mean him, but it wasn't me. But let me tell you, when the Holy Spirit got a hold of Peter, what a joy, unspeakable it was, for him to stand in front of those same people and say, you know what? That was then, and this is now. Sometimes you're going to have to stand in front of somebody who don't know who you are now, and they call upon who you used to be. You're going to have to say with boldness, that was then, and this is now. But we brown it out, too afraid to tell them who you are now, because you want them to remember how you were then. You need to let go and let God. You can't have it both ways. God always finds a way to take the wise and show them to be unwise. Here, the priests, the Sadducees, and all of these people, they thought they were going to get this confession of fraud from Peter. But Jesus, God used it to make a declaration that he is king and that he is Lord. When Peter said Jesus, he didn't just say Jesus, because there probably was other people named Jesus around. But Jesus. He made it plain. And every time he made it plain, it hurt them a little more. He said, Jesus Christ. Christ means Messiah. So he said, Jesus, the Messiah. So now maybe there must have been somebody else who was calling himself Jesus Christ. But he said, wait a minute. Is Jesus Christ from Nazareth. You know, sometimes you gotta make it plain. You tell your children, I don't want you playing with that little boy down the block. And they're gonna act like they don't know the little boy you're talking about. And you gotta make it plain. You know the one that live in that house over there, 267. His mommy and daddy's always out there cussing and fighting. That one. Oh. So Peter made it plain, Jesus Christ from Nazareth. Under the name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth, the one that you crucified, this man, he's whole because of that name. Hallelujah. Peter didn't say, by the power invested in me. You know, when you marry somebody, you stand up there as a pastor or the minister or somebody, and you have power. They want to get married. They can't wait. They want the ceremony to be over. And they can't wait till you say, by the power invested in me, I now pronounce you. They two different people before that. But by that power invested in me. But Peter didn't say by the power invested in me. He said by the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You want them demons to run? You gotta call the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The power ain't yours, but it's in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You be calling Bishop to pray for you, but I'm praying in the name. I ain't got no power. Sometimes I can't control myself. But by the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Sometimes I act a fool. My wife got to call on the name of the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then you know what happened? I'm just like the prodigal son. When I come to my senses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when Peter said it, he made a declaration. He said, be it known. Be it known. The Bible has taught us that we must make declarations on the word of God. We must make declarations on our faith. We hear it a lot, but I don't think that we take hold to it. This is one of those moments, y'all. You see, when the three Hebrew boys, when they were in the fire, before they were in the fire, what declaration did they make? That we're not going to do what you want us to do. And we got a God that can deliver us. And the declaration was, but if not, he's still God. He's still able to deliver us from it all. Hallelujah. And Peter said, when they asked by what power, you see, the first thing they asked by was for power, because they believed in the power of other things besides Jesus. So if he said, I did a little magic, they would have said, okay. If I did a little voodoo, they might have said, okay. And then they said, by what name? Who gave it? The king? Did the king give you the authority to do this? Did the high priest give you the authority to do this? So there's power outside of Christ they were looking for. Just like so many people today, that there's power outside of Christ that they're looking for. There's names with authority, and people walk around with names and authority because people give them that authority in their name. But Peter said, I am going to call the name above all names. I am going to call a name that has been proven to be spotless. I'm going to call a name that you have found no wrong with. I'm going to call a name that you tried to change the name so it would be in obscurity. I'm going to give you the name that has the power. I'm going to give you the name that has all of the authority. And that name, be it known. Be it known. When you walk into your job and your boss tries to harass you, you can tell him, be it known. I'm a child of the Most High. You're not going to get away with this. Be it known. When the enemy comes after your children, you let them know. Because he's going to come after them through somebody, some civil power or some civil authority. You let them know. Be it known. It ain't going to be like this always. My God is going to turn it around. Make your declaration on the name of God. Don't try to fight a fight that you can't win. But God has already got the victory. God has already won. There's nothing that can defeat him. Be it known. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be it known. Peter want to make sure there's no mistakes. And so they're standing around and they're looking at Peter. And they're wondering, how could this fisherman, this man that is unlearned, he hasn't been to any of our schools. He doesn't have doctor in front of his name. He doesn't have bishop in front of his name. He's not a high priest. He's not even a priest. How could this unlearned man speak to us like that? Where did he learn all of this stuff? This is a fisherman. But as I said before, that's what he was then. That's not what he was now. Now he's an apostle. Now he's a disciple. Now he's a learned man in the word and the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. So you don't need all of those degrees. You don't need all of that learning, but you do need to learn the word of God. The power and authority is not going to come from your titles. It's going to come from the word of God. Hallelujah. They wanted to know who taught this man how to speak. But let me tell you what Peter did. You know, sometimes when people want to stick a knife in you, they want to hurt you, they stick it in. But then they do something else, they turn it. Amen? But Peter stuck it in. He said, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Then he turned it. He said, this man, Jesus, this is the stone that the builders rejected. Let me tell you something. You're going to be rejected. You're going to be rejected. Because when Jesus was rejected, he told you that what he went through, you are going to go through. You're going to be rejected. Peter wanted to remind them that this is the stone that the builders rejected, which has become the head of the corner of the church. Amen? So they could have all of their synagogues. They can have all of these things. But Peter was letting them know that this is the stone. This is the foundation. This is the one that is going to be the foundation of the church. This is the stone that Psalm 118 and 22 talked about being the Messiah. This is the stone that told Peter, upon this rock, upon this rock, I build my church. This was the stone that the builders rejected. Oh, hallelujah. Saints, I want you to know this morning, it's time to plug into the power of the name of Jesus. I want you to know there's healing in the power of that name. You don't know how to engage. I believe that we don't truly, really know how to engage the power of the name. Because when you engage the power of the name and all of the power of the name, you will see results immediately. Because the Bible tells me that the demons run. They run. They run. They don't walk. They don't skip the balloon. They run. The Bible says not even at his name, at the sound of his name, at the mention of his name. You say, and they run. That's the power of the name. Do you actually have to see the police officers come before you run if you did something wrong? No, you hear the siren and you're gone. At the mention of his name, the demons are going to run. That's the power. He doesn't even have to be there yet. It hasn't even come out of your lips yet. But they know what's in here too. They know what's coming out. I'm talking to somebody this morning, but I don't know who it is, and it doesn't really make a difference. But I'm telling you this morning, you need to understand the power, the authority of the name of Jesus. You want to change your story? Call on the name of Jesus. You looking for change? Call on that name. You calling on everybody else. 911. 411. 211. 311. Call on Jesus. Wasting your breath. Hallelujah. Jesus is a stainless name. The name Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. Salvation is being saved. You want to get saved from all these other things, you need to get saved from everything. We too busy putting a down payment. You can't put no down payment on salvation. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You want to put a down payment on salvation. You put a little bit in this time, and then you put some more into your salvation when you come back next time. Come to church this week, you put a little bit more salvation, and you believe a little more this week. You can't put a down payment on salvation. He gave it all. You have to give all. You want to die and be 50 cents away from salvation? Ain't no such thing, but hey. Everybody want to put a down payment on, don't want to pay full cost. He paid the price. He didn't say, well, I'll just hang up there for an hour, then take me down. He paid the price. He paid it all. I want you to know this morning that there's no army that's more powerful than the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you remember when the prophet sent the servant out and the servant came back scared? He said, don't look at all these people all around us. He said, son, you don't know. He said, you don't know. There's more of them with us than you see right there. When you're in a situation with Jesus Christ and you call on the name of Jesus, there's more with you than everything that you see. Hallelujah. And everything that you come across, every circumstance, every person, every situation, there's more blessings with you. There's more overcomings with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth than all that the devil can put on you. Hallelujah. He is the genuine source to clear all problems on this earth. Hallelujah. Don't you know that when you call on the name of Jesus, you're calling on the commander-in-chief? Oh, did you get that one? You know the president is the commander-in-chief of the United States, right? And he has all of this power, so much power, that you know what? They're so scared that if you push a button, nuclear war will start. But let me tell you about the commander-in-chief of this whole world. Oh, hallelujah. All he has to do is say it, and it's done. The winds and the waves, they behave because he says, stop, cease, peace, be still. They say, who is this man that can command the wind and the waves to stop? Commander-in-chief. If he can stop all of that little old person bothering you, don't you think the Lord can take care of that for you? Don't you think that Lord can take care of that bully? Don't you think the Lord can take care of all them little drug dealers around your house and your neighborhood? All of them in your schools and your neighborhoods. Don't you know the Lord can handle that? Don't you know them little bills that you have that worth a couple of thousand dollars that the Lord can command it in chief? When you understand the name of Jesus, you know that your problems will not conquer you because you are a conqueror. You can't be sitting around waiting and wondering what's going to happen. Jesus, you call on the name of Jesus and watch and see the glory of the Lord. People want to know why you can be so still, so patient, so confident, because they don't know who you are and who you are. Time to get plugged in, church. Over and over in the scripture, we read, in my name, Jesus says, in my name, in Jesus' name, in his name, devils are powerless. Oh, hallelujah. Let me break it down a little bit more. You go to all these little 12-step programs. You know the first thing they want you to know? How powerless you are. I'm powerless over drugs. First step. I'm powerless over alcohol. First step. I'm powerless over my gambling addiction. I'm powerless over my sex addiction. But you want to know something else? I'm telling you right now, the first step in Christianity and in us, we should know that the devils know that they're powerless over the name of Jesus. Powerless over the name of Jesus. Powerless over. No sense fighting. We're going to lose. We're powerless over the name of Jesus. And that's the power you have. That's the power you possess. demons were cast out in the name of Jesus. Not in the name of Moses. Not in the name of Luke. Not in the name of David. But in the name of Jesus. Healing occurs in the name of Jesus. The man walked to Jesus. He said, "Can you heal my daughter?" He said, "Go on home by faith." By faith, your daughter's already healed. By faith, healing is in this house this morning. By faith, somebody you praying for. I'm praying for my wife this morning. But by faith, the healings are coming right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By faith, somebody else is going through something. Call on the name of Jesus. Salvation comes at the name of Jesus. If you read further on down in that same chapter, it says, by no other name. By no other name is there salvation but in the name of Jesus. We get baptized in the name of Jesus. We are justified. When you walk into your next promotion, because I'm claiming it, declaring it, decreeing it right now for some people in here today. They're going to say, "You don't deserve this. You ain't worthy of this. You're not even ready for this." You walk in because you are justified by the name of Jesus. So when they tell you what you ain't, you know what you are. Because in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that's what you are. He's the giver of all good things. And he gave you that promotion. He gave you that job. He gave you that raise. He gave you that house. He gave you that car. He gave you that marriage. He gave you that healing. He gave you that deliverance. He gave you salvation. Everything we do and say has to be done in his name. Jesus, you know what Jesus has made each and every one of you? Stand up this morning. I want you to stand up this morning. I want you to know what Jesus has given you. Can you say amen? Amen? Can you say praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. Do you know what Jesus has made you? He's made you his power and attorney here on earth. Power and attorney. That means you have all the power here that he had. You act as his attorney in the name of Jesus. You want to cast out demons? Cast them out as his power of attorney in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's the power that he has given you. But you know what, saints? Don't claim it if you're not plugged in. You got to get plugged in. You got to have that power. You got to have that Holy Ghost power. That Holy Spirit has got to be talking to you, walking with you, telling you what to do and to say. Don't be like the seven sons of Sceva. They were doing some things and they were really good. But when they ran across the real demons, they said, "Paul, we know. But who are you?" Don't be trying to cast out no demons and you ain't got the power. Because they're going to look you right in your face and they're going to say, who are you? And you'll be running just like the seven sons of Sceva. Plug into the power. Plug into the name of Jesus. Plug into the source. Plug in. Stop browning out. Too many saints are browning out. Browning out to the blackout. You know when the blackout occurs because you don't see them no more. Blackout, they ain't around no more. You don't hear them no more. Don't let that be you. Plug in to the source. Give the Lord a hand this morning. Somebody praise the Lord this morning.